be decisive about what you pay attention to and what you ignore and what you say no to. Go all in. Do not worry about what you're not seeing. Do not worry about what you didn't see on the news, what you didn't watch in the game, what you didn't see in the highlights, the books you didn't read. Put all of your attention on what you need to give it to.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a special edition of the Daily Discipline Podcast. This is the Super Skills Series. In this series, BK talks us through 20 skills we can all use every day to improve our lives and our impact on the things we care about. He helps you break down each skill through the lens of self-awareness, self-discipline, and self-confidence. By the end of this series, you'll be able to turn these 20 simple skills into super skills that unlock a stronger you, a more productive you, and a more fulfilled you. In today's episode, we're talking about saying no / ignoring and how you can block out low-value noise that doesn't bring value, create joy, or serve your purpose. Reminder to stick around through the end of the episode so you can hear how to get your hands on free E plus R equals O resources for activating these skills in your life.
The simple skill of saying no and ignoring is blocking out low-value noise that does not do three things: bring value, create joy, or serve your purpose. Those are the three things. This is the simple skill of blocking out low-value noise that doesn't bring value, create joy, or serve your purpose. I would love it if I could just ignore everything that didn't serve my life, everything that didn't benefit me, if I could just straight up ignore it. And I'm good at that, but no matter how good I get, there's stuff that is tempting to me. There's stuff that calls me. There's stuff that says, oh, what about this? Oh, what about that? Oh, you could do this instead. And I've got to say no to the low value noise that tempts me on that. And that's the skill that I've actually got to build. And it's the skill that we're going to talk about here today. When you remove low value things from your life, you create space for high value things. That's pretty straightforward. When you say no to and ignore stuff that, again, let's look at these, doesn't bring value, doesn't create joy, and doesn't serve your purpose, you create space and opportunity for things that bring value, create joy, and do serve your purpose. Self-awareness, self-control, self-confidence. Know yourself, control yourself, believe in yourself. Know yourself. Here's the first part around know yourself, right? Everything is marketing, all right? I think in the stream of sort of day-to-day life and how we're used to Instagram and Twitter and all of this different stuff everywhere, magazines, you know, we consume it like these things are designed to educate us, like these things are designed to help us, like these things are designed with our benefit in mind. And it's really helpful to remember that 99% of the things that you see on TV, social media, magazines, and the internet don't have any concern for you. They are not designed with your best interest. They are not designed to add and bring value to you. 99% of things don't care who you are or what you want beyond its capacity to serve what their marketing mission is, and that is largely to either make money, make you angry, get your attention, whatever it is. The point is this: human beings are designed biologically to, you know, watch and observe and do all these different things. Human beings were not designed biologically to know what was marketing and what was not, and then be really good with setting up filters so they don't get caught in thinking something was valuable when it wasn't. So you've got to exert a significant amount of self-awareness here. Everything is marketing. Everything you see is marketing, 24/7, 365, and none of it cares about you. It just doesn't. Once you've got that understanding, once you've got that mindset, now you know that the person who's got to decide about whether or not this is worth your time is the one person who cares about you knows what value you need, knows what brings you joy, knows what your purpose is, and that is you. Everything is going to try to tell you it's important, it's for you, you need this, you want this, this makes you happy, this makes you good, this will make you fulfilled, this will fill that hole that you've got inside of you. Everything is selling to you. You have to decide. And here's what you can confidently know. 99% of the stuff is not worth it for you. And your 1% will be different than my 1%. But 99% of it, you just need to ignore it. You need to brush it aside. You need to set up a filter. You need to get it out of your stream. And so while everything wants to make you feel like it's important, you've got to decide what is important. And then 99% of it isn't. That's the self-awareness element. Here's what the self-control element is, right? The self-control element is this. Once you've decided what's important to you, and then you're understanding that 99% of the stuff that you're going to come across in a given day, and I am not exaggerating about this, by the way. I don't know how many things come across our filters, how many things we see on Twitter and Instagram and email and conversations and talks and TV and the road. You start looking at it, like, you're going to experience way more than 100 or 200 data points and things calling for your attention. I mean, you're going to experience probably thousands. So when I say 99% of it doesn't matter, I'm being literal. Like, I'm being literal. It's not a figurative. Literally 99%. And, you know, if we're being conservative, there's probably 30 or 40% of that 99% that you're touching and engaging with. And it's like, oh, you're like, oh, yeah, no, I need to really pull that in. That's something worth considering. And it's blocking out and crowding your ability to go all in on your priorities and your needs and your value. It's blocking it out. The other part of that is this, and this is where the self-control element comes in. The fear of blocking out 99% of the stuff is that part of our brain that says, ooh, what did I miss? That's the biggest fear. Oh, what did I miss? What if there was something super, super valuable there? And I think that fear is misplaced. I think that fear is there because we don't have the confidence yet. And we haven't been decisive yet about going all in on what we already know is important. And so we're hopeful that maybe there's some new information I would see that would really change things for me. As opposed to the confident decision, and this is where I believe self-control with this comes in. Self-control comes in is set your priorities, know what's important, and then be decisive about what you pay attention to and what you ignore and what you say no to. Go all in. Be decisive. Do not worry about what you're not seeing. Do not worry about what you didn't see on the news, what you didn't watch in a game, what you didn't see in the highlights, the books you didn't read, the conversations you didn't have, the opinions you didn't hear. Put all of your attention on what you need to give it to. And when you be decisive, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to cut things out of your life. It's like if you've ever cleaned out your closet. If you've cleaned out your closet, you 100% have had this experience. You're cleaning out your closet, you're getting rid of a bunch of old clothes, and then you come across something, and you're like, look at this, and you're like, ooh, I haven't worn this in 3 years, but I like it, and I might wear it again. And then you hesitate. And you wait because you're like, oh, I might wear it. But it's the first time you've thought of that piece of clothing in 3 years. And now you're maybe going to keep it because you think you might wear it again, even though you haven't worn it or missed it or thought about it even once in the last 3 years. That's what I'm talking about. It didn't matter. Get rid of it. Because until you had seen it, you never even thought about its importance in your life. It didn't affect you at all. And so you can take that feeling and then we kind of laugh at ourselves when that happens, right? And if you've never cleaned out your closet and had that experience, believe me, go clean out your closet and you will have it today, I promise. So set your priorities, focus your attention, ignore as much as you possibly can and have to and need to. No matter how many times you need to say no, you say no as many times as you need to say no so that you are dialing everything in on your priorities. And then you be decisive, you don't hesitate, you act. You watch what happens in your life, you see how things go, you make some adjustments, and you get decisive again, you don't hesitate, you go all back in again. You can have confidence that 99% of the stuff that is going to get marketed to you isn't worth your time, attention, or energy. 99% of the stuff. And I want you to be able to have that confidence to say no and ignore without fear of maybe everybody else is learning stuff that I'm not learning. Get rid of the FOMO. You know, I think this is part of it's why I go so hard on giving your attention to stuff that matters, using your time on things that are yours and not other people's, right? Use your time for your priorities and spend your energy, is because a lot of people struggle with this FOMO side of they'd like to say no and ignore, but you know, they're so worried that if they did that, they would miss out on huge things. Like I literally still hear people say, when I say don't watch the news, I still hear say, oh, I need to stay updated on what's actually going on. As if somehow in this life that they're living, if they didn't watch the news, again, whatever they're watching, if they didn't watch the news, that somehow life would pass them by and things would happen in the world and they would have no idea what was actually going on. Like as if that's even possible. And so they're convinced of this FOMO of missing out on really important information when they've got information at any point in time and they could get the exact same info in a much more informative fashion with much less undue influence and storytelling that the news media puts in on every side, and they could get the core information they wanted in 1/100th of the time at a level of honesty much higher than where they're currently consuming it, but the FOMO gets them. So the earlier you do this, the more decisive you are with this, the less you hesitate, and the more drastic you go, the greater chance that you're going to build a better skill of ignoring and saying no, and it's about the things that you decide to make that on and not about the things that I decide. It's not about the comparison. It's about what matters to you. So anyway, this is the skill. This is what it is. I think this is pound for pound. If I was starting somewhere inside of this in this skill set, this is what I would start on. For me, it's where I start every time. Before I jump into these skills, I smash this button. Like before I jump into empathy, before I jump in observation, energy, time, focus. Tomorrow, we're gonna be on risk management. Before I do any of these other skills, the button I smash in my life is ignoring the noise, because that's what doesn't create more time, but that's what frees my resources to go all in on what matters to me. So pound for pound, I believe this to be the best starting point for anyone who wants to take their life seriously and make it as valuable as possible.
Hey, thanks for listening all the way through. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review, because your reviews help more people find this podcast who need it. As promised, we've got links in the show notes to resources that will help you activate these skills in your life. First up, we've got the Do the Worksheet, a free E+R=O resource that helps you apply what we talked about here to your life. Lastly, if you're interested in taking the application of these skills a step further, we have a downloadable guidebook with all 20 skills only for members of the Daily Discipline community. Developing these 20 skills into super skills help you become a stronger you, a more productive you, and a more fulfilled you. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.